Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more dillin' time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS and the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
After the drought of a couple of years ago that caused so much herd liquidation, you always worry a little bit when drought re-enters the picture. But livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that for now, drought in northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle still not a major consideration when it comes to worrying about cattle herd liquidation.
Well, at this point in time, you know, in a bigger picture sense, there's not enough dryness. And at this time of the year, particularly in that region, it's a little early for our warm season grasses, which predominate out there, to be, taking off. So it's just something to monitor at this point. Droughts start this way, and so if it continues, it could be a problem. Probably really won't be a problem in the early part of the grazing season. I think we have got moisture in most places to start a grazing season. If it persists continuously, it could be a problem by mid to late summer. But at this point in time, I think it's just something to keep an eye on. And, if you're a producer in that region, you certainly want to monitor it. If it continues to develop, then you want to start earlier rather than later to make some plans about how you're going to deal with it.
So we'll keep that in mind. Daryl, you know, we're here at the end of the first quarter. What's your gut telling you regarding herd rebuilding?
Well, 2015 was a big herd rebuilding year. All of the indications are that herd rebuilding will continue in 2016, despite the limited areas of dryness we're seeing in some parts of the southern plains and also some parts of the northern plains. Conditions and moisture conditions generally in much of the U.S. are in pretty good shape, with the exception of the remaining severe drought areas in the west. So we're off to a pretty good start in the sense that I think herd rebuilding will continue in 2016. Probably at a significantly lower pace than 2015. That would be typical of a cattle cycle. 2015 was probably the biggest year, but I think expansion will continue in 2016.
As we do rebuild, that keeps some heifers off the market, helping tighten supplies a little bit. Overall, Daryl, first quarter pretty well done, as I mentioned earlier. What about these markets after one quarter of 2016?
Well, again, it's been kind of an early spring across much of the country. We've had a lot of fairly open temperatures, a few storms scattered in along the way, but we've seen signs in cattle markets of pretty seasonal spring markets, some spring increase. We're probably close to the end of that now, near the end of the first quarter here, but we've seen a nice rally in fed cattle prices. Feeder cattle prices have strengthened some from January. Box beef prices also have had a nice rally recently, and we've seen some indications of perhaps a little jump start on the summer grilling demand. We've seen some strength in middle meats on the steak side as well as on the wholesale ground beef market that all seem to indicate maybe we've got a little bit of an early start on some grilling demand for going into spring here.
OSU's Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.